Blog Talk Radio. good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Welcome to week 238 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. And it's great to be back. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, from where our guest is from. She works out of Harley Street in London, and it's the welcome return of Janine Reagan Sinclair. And she's a spiritual teacher and founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. And she's an authoress. And she's got loads of videos on YouTube, so we'll give you more information about that in just a little while. And this is the show in which we all join together from all parts of the world. And today we're going to be joining together in sweet harmony from the United Kingdom over to the switchboard in New York, or to meet our lovely Gary Moore from Oregon. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone.
Hiya.
Welcome
Hi,
to another
Gary.
Edition of the Healing Fountain. Hello, Janine. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Welcome. Glad to have you back. We're excited to have you back on with us.
We are. And yes. I mentioned that it's May Day here. Well, it should have been May Day on the 1st of May, but we usually use the first bank holiday after the 1st to do the May Day celebrations. And years and years ago, they used to have dancing around maypoles and all sorts on May the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But back in archaic history, but I haven't seen it for quite a few years. And I'm sure, will you remember those, Janine, the maypoles?
Yes, vaguely.
Vaguely. No, that dates it if we remember them at all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and so we've had Pearl Harbor on the TV from tea time till 8 o'clock, and which was a really good film. I've taped it. I have seen it before, but I will watch it another time, you know. It's too busy to see.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But anyway, as I said, it's great to be back. And we're going to bring Janine on to tell us about what's happening now. I did actually download her book. She's got quite a few books out, and one of them that I downloaded was Saving the World from My Bathtub or something like that. And I wanted to ask you, do you come out of the tub all wrinkly?
That's a good question, actually, and a lot of people do ask me that, and the answer is generally no.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. My longest astral projection in the bath is just under 2 hours, and actually the water didn't go cold either, which is another strange phenomenon that's going on. And I'm not wrinkly, no. So obviously my body's become accustomed to the water, but I do drink an awful lot of water as well. So,
all right. So
maybe
that's
like good
clean
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I'm very clean as well, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought that. Okay, then. Well, as I said, we're going to join together in sweet harmony. So we'll give this track a spin before we get Janine doing the business. So here we go, sweet harmony.
Yeah.
Well, we're joining together with people from all over the world, and in the chat room we've got guests from Finland and Brazil, and I think there's one in from India as well. But anyway, right now we're going to bring on air Janine. Hey there, Janine.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me back. I can't believe it's been, you know, it's gone so quickly.
I know, 10 weeks since you were here.
I know, it feels like last week. I don't know what's going on with the time.
I know, it's flown. It's Monday, Friday.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything's just the other day with me. It's like the,
right.
The other day.
No. The other day, and it was 10 years ago.
right. Welcome back.
Yeah.
How have you been? So you're going to be doing readings for us today from your bathtub, I understand.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? I'll just pretend. I'll make some splashing noises with my glass of water.
Lots of bubbles. Yes, there we go.
Because you can do a scan on people's auras, can't you?
Yeah, and I can also, you know, with people, if they've got stuff going on in their life, whether it's their career or their relationship, I can pick up on energy blocks, past life stuff that may be affecting them. If they've got problems in their body, pain or discomfort that, you know, that's non-specific, that doctors can't figure out what's going on, I can usually see if there's stuff going on there. Some people have come on shows before when I was on with Jethro, and they've had big spears or knives sticking out of their bodies from past life injuries on an etheric level that need to be healed, and you know, past life trauma to be removed from the body. So I can also do that kind of thing as well over the air.
Mm-hmm. And you can also help people who had drug problems.
I'm currently working on a proposal to hopefully attract funding to do a national drug rehabilitation program. Which involves working with the NET, which is neuroelectrical therapy. They put these little electrodes on the back of your ears on the lung meridian, and it sends an impulse through the brain of certain frequencies, and it completely stops cold turkey on releasing drug addictions. And in my side of it would be like the treatment of drug addiction on a psychological level, mental, emotional level and spiritual level, because what a lot of people don't realise is that if, you know, the people that are supplying you drugs, the people that you're doing drugs with, they're all spiritually contracted to you in the Akashic Records. And all of these things, you know, if that, you know, the way I see it, if we really want to make a difference to the people with drug issues and addictions, you need to treat them holistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually there's an underlying problem why they have the problem.
I recently interviewed Sean Clark, who's the editor of the website for the Spiritual Science Research Foundation, on my radio show, Cosmic Truth, and they say that 80% of problems are spiritual problems, that have got spiritual causes, which makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And probably, as you said, from a past life even.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a great show. Sean explains a lot more on it. People can catch it on YouTube. But, you know, he talks about how we can have dead relatives, spirits that still hang around us and can affect us, drain our energy, can use us as hosts if they had alcohol or addictions. It actually kind of leads you down the wrong path, because they get a vibrational kick out of you being high or drunk or whatever, because it's all frequencies and they can feel it even if they've passed over. Really interesting stuff.
Sounds it. Wow. You wouldn't think that, would you? Well, we've had a caller waiting on Skype for 34 minutes. Do you want me to bring those on now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Because we can have another chat in a bit. Okay.
Of course.
So Skype caller 1111111111. You're on air with Janine. Would you like to ask her a question? Or tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Janine. This is Deep.
Hello, Deep.
Oh, it's Deep. Hi, Deep.
Yeah.
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Janine?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you again.
Yes, it's good to hear your voice as well. I wanted to ask a question about what do you see between me and the girl I love called Anne?
Okay. At the moment, I'm picking up that there's I can see a path in front of you, but there's a few kind of big pebbles on there. So there's a little bit of a rocky patch coming through. There's going to be some interference for a while, and I think it will be important for you to just sit back and use the. I know you're very wise, soul, deep. Use your wisdom and just sit back and let things run their course rather than rushing in there. I know that's something that you won't do anyway, but just in case, there's just a little bit of a rocky patch coming up. But I still think that if you stick with the friendship side of it, that this is going to come to fruition, because I do see you two as, I always see you two in a beautiful heart. So just stick with it and trust that it's all going to come good, and use that wisdom, that internal wisdom that you've got. That's all I can say for you. That's all I'm picking up for you today.
Right, thank you. And do you see any timeline?
Say that again, sweetheart.
Do you see any timeline, Jenny?
I'm getting about 6 months coming to me. That's the first thing that came in.
All right.
So, stick with it. Be patient. It seems to be patience is something that is important for you to learn in this lifetime.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay. So, we need to talk anyway, another time. So get in touch.
Okay, Dee.
Yes, Dee, yes.
Thanks a lot for your call.
Yeah,
you can. I've got a bit of a crackly line. Where are you calling from, Dee?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom. I'm a student of Janine.
Ah.
All right.
Okay.
He's a student of mine, yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. So he does know how to contact
then.
You. And
he does know how to contact me, yeah. Yeah, and
do you want to tell everybody else how to contact you, Janine?
Yeah, they can. If they go, I've got three websites. I've got one for my practice in Harley Street and one for the Crystal Key Foundation. But the easiest one to remember is crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And on there, they'll find they can get some free healing on there. Actually, which is really useful for people. It only takes 9 minutes, and it's me talking you through meditation, which we're going to have a meditation later in the show. And my books and products are on there, downloads, which are really powerful stuff. And if you're interested in having a look, please do. And all of my work goes to funding the foundation, which helps me to help people that can't afford to come and see me at Harley Street, and it helps me to subsidise certain students going through my workshops, either completely free or discounted, because I want to make Crystal Key available to as many people as possible. And everything that I do, or everything that I've put together, is about creating that foundation and working towards. I'd like a place in the country that is a sanctuary, a centre of excellence where people can come and learn, be healed. Those that can afford to make large donations do, and those that can't, don't. And I'd like to help, children and with serious illnesses and this type of thing. So by purchasing, they're helping me work towards this goal, and they're helping other people, because I have bills to pay, obviously. And if I could afford to work for free, I would.
Well, we could all work for free 7 days a week, couldn't we?
Well, yeah. I like you, Jean. I love what I'm doing. It is a vocation, but we have to accumulate the money thing to purchase and to pay for things. Just to pay for shows and websites and.
Yeah.
Hosting and even the talks and stuff like that. I mean, I worked out I spent probably $2,000 on radio shows last year, I think.
Yeah, well, I pay to be on Blog Talk Radio, and I don't get paid for doing the shows because That's my contribution back to the universe. But I do have people living with me, people with learning disabilities living with me all the time to pay for what I do for the universe.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, don't normally, what I probably didn't ask enough was, you know, people can go to the crystalkeyfoundation.com and click and make a donation if they want. And I've given a lot of free MP3s away and stuff like that, and there's some healing on the site. So, you know, every pound, every dollar helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there is a balance, there is a flow. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think Gary's going to bring our next caller on, if that's okay, Janine.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you ready? I'll go ahead and bring them on. They are from the 510 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 510. You're on air with Janine Reagan Sinclair. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Janine. This is Lisa calling from California. And my question is, I'd like to know if my soul is right on track. Is it where in the learning stages where it should be for me?
Okay. Well, your energy is beautiful. I can see this huge white behind you. You're surrounded by angels. They're smiling and, you know, nodding their head like, yes, she is on track. They want you to sit quietly a bit more and listen to them, because you are being very divinely guided here. And that's the only thing that I'm picking up, is that they would like you to sit and listen to them more.
Okay. I really work on connecting with the source and the white light. I work on it every day. And
you can see it. I can see it.
Thank you. It's just that my life in the past 4 years has been very difficult, and I wanted to make sure I haven't fallen off track somehow. And
no.
If the things that have occurred are meant to occur in order for me to move forward.
Yes, they have. And they're shaking their heads. When you said, have you fallen off track? No, you haven't fallen off track. The thing about people, you know, like us who are on the spiritual path, is it's not all sweetness and light. It's blimmin' hard work at times, and we have to, you know, we're clearing our karma, we're clearing our past life stuff. If we don't jump from one job to the next, sometimes we might get sacked, we might, you know, be made redundant because we're being pushed out of the nest into where we need to be next. And it's all part of the journey, and sometimes it's very difficult, and we have some very difficult decisions to make. We may get illnesses that are transitional because we're releasing old stuff from past lives and releasing, you know, old mental and emotional blocks and spiritual blocks from our body. So the trick is to treat it all with, you know, it is a journey. No one said it was going to be easy. You know, we didn't sign up to come back into our bodies to have an easy journey. You do get the odd people that their spiritual contract is to have an easy life. They've probably had some horrendous ones prior to this. But generally, especially at this time, this certain epoch, when we're being given the opportunity to clear our karma, to raise our consciousness, not only of the mind, but of the physical body, raise the vibrational frequency of the body to extremely high levels, which I spoke about on my previous show with John and Gary about the map of consciousness, that it is difficult at times, and sometimes, you know, it can be overwhelming, but it does pass. This too will pass is an important thing to say to yourself when you feel like that. And again, that the free healing on my homepage of my website can help if you're feeling overwhelmed with anxiety or fear. Just that 9 minutes will clear it from your auric field and from your energy in your body. So, you know, you are on track. And that divine spiritual source connection that you've talked about is there. I can see it, not very high above you, like within sort of 10, 15 feet. There's a huge white light there. So whatever you're doing, fantastic. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. Janine, can you when do you feel that things will start turning for me where I can move forward from where I've been in these past 4 years? Do you feel that it will? It's near or right around the corner in a couple of months?
Yeah, I'm picking up something like two or three months, but, you know, sometimes spirit give you time schedules and they don't always come to fruition. I'm learning that myself. If you don't clear a block that's going on, that 3 months can turn into 6 months or 9 months. So it's important that you continue with your own healing process, because it is about moving forward, and people want to move forward in the physical. But if you haven't cleared blocks in the mental and emotional and spiritual levels, you can be stuck there for longer than you need to be. So, you know, keep looking at yourself and asking. I mean, I use the Hindu god Ganesh. I call in Ganesh by just saying, Ganesh, 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 please come and help me remove the obstacles in my way from my growth. And you can guarantee, if you look around, you know, everybody's a mirror. So whatever's going on with somebody else, you're seeing it, because there's a part of you that needs to heal that within you. So
okay.
Just, you know, keep an eye on what's going on around you, what's being brought to your attention. And Ganesh is fantastic, you know. This isn't
Ganesh.
Oh, brilliant. As soon, you know, within hours of asking for help from that entity, something happens and I see an issue being brought up. I work with all different types of energies. You know, if I'm clearing spirit attachments with people, I'll call in Jesus. If I want to meditate more, I'll call in Buddha. And I work with animal energies, and I work with angelic energies. I'm a very much an all-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what works for you. But Ganesh is great for helping you with blocks, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the encouragement. I'm excited by what you said.
Oh, you're just an absolute shining light, you know.
She
beautiful.
Is. She's got this lovely energy, yes.
Yeah, as soon as you open
the light
mouth,
from here.
Yeah, as soon as you open your mouth, Lisa, I thought, oh, we have a breath of fresh air on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you,
Lisa,
Lisa,
for calling.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, lovely lady.
Lovely.
Yeah, so you're going to bring area code 661 on, are you, Gary, next?
I can do that. Let me go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 661. You are on air with Janine Reagan Sinclair. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Hello, 661. Are you there?
Hello.
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 Hello. It's Jumpy.
Oh,
hi,
Jumpy.
Jumpy. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine.
Oh, great.
I'm
so
fine.
So lovely to hear from you. Jumpy's from Brazil.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. So. Hi, nice to meet you.
And you. I have a nephew who lives in Rio.
Yeah, I live in São Paulo. Unfortunately, Rio is far better.
It's expensive, I know that.
Yeah, it's expensive.
How can I help you?
Yes, I'm dealing, I believe, with some blockage on on my career, and I think that I'm having to detach from many things at the same time, and that's hurting my body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which way to follow now. I'm kind of lost.
The first thing I'm picking up is there's a lot of fear around you, and it's created an energetic wall in your path, which is stopping you moving forward. You look heavy to me. You know, this is classic energy that the free healing on my website would be beneficial to you, Jumpy. So you can go on there. It's crystalkey.com, and just sit for 9 minutes and ask for this fear energy to be removed. There's a part of your psyche that's got fear of change going on as well. So you need to do some healing on that part of you. I talk about using Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian mantra that is free and easy to use. And you just, you know, I prefer to write it than chant it. And I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. I've added the I forgive you, I forgive me bit because it just felt more powerful. And basically you just sit down and set the intention that you'd like to heal the part of you that's got fear of change. It's an emotional fear. So it's very good for emotional healing. And you write, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. And I like to write six, maybe four pages of it. So, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And afterwards, oh, you feel so calm, grounded, your energy flowing in, which is your divine feminine, because you get into a meditative flow with it. So it's really, really useful in that respect.
Well, Jumpy dropped offline.
Okay.
Unless that's him 661 back on again, but I just opened the line and there was some other noises in the background, so that could actually be another caller, but we'll just check if this is Jumpy. Hello, are you back on, Jumpy?
Hello?
Hi, Jumpy, you dropped off, didn't you?
My connection fell.
Yeah, so we've got you back on.
Yeah.
So did you hear all that you were being told there by Janine?
No, I heard just that there was a lot of fear around me, but I actually don't feel like this.
Well, it's just an energy, so you may not be feeling it, but it's like a cloud around you that I'm seeing. So you could have picked that up somewhere. But this is about a part of your psyche. It's like a part of one of your soul aspects. You've got your inner child and your inner spirit and your inner God, your inner goddess. This is a part of you that is feeling fearful. And sometimes we're not even aware of these parts of us. So it's like a part of your subconscious self.
I get.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, the free healing on my website would be useful. And then you can visualize in a meditation, if you meditate, that wall being pushed over and you walking, you know, forward.
Okay. The website is crystalriki.com.
It's crystalkey.com.
It's in the chat room, Jumpy. Can you see it?
Yeah.
And also
yes,
I can.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. He's put that in the chat room, so you'll be able to see that as well.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for your call, Jumpy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, check out Janine's website there, Crystal Key, crystalki.com.
Yeah, okay, I'm on the website now.
Okay, lovely. All right then,
okay.
Speak soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. The thing is, John, I mean, I talk to a lot of people and I'll pick up stuff that's going on with them and they may be feeling anger or jealousy or stuff like that. That energy may be around them and they're not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you know, we are made up of we're multifaceted beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, we've got the inner child, inner spirit, and inner God, inner goddess. Most people are aware of them, but there are hundreds of different aspects, you know, thousands actually, that I've become aware of over the 11 years I've been working like this.
And a lot of that stuff is in the subconscious, right? Yeah,
it is. It's like subconscious part of you that in subconscious part of your ego that doesn't want you to be doing that is frightened. There could be a subconscious part of you from a past life that's got fear of change that you're not aware of. You know, and they're basically their energies and vibrational frequencies encoded with that fear in your consciousness, in your quantum field. You know, when I say it to people, they go, yeah, but I'm not a frightened person. I'm not an angry mm-hmm. person. I'm not a jealous person. Like, no, this part of you, your conscious self is not aware of it, but there is a part of your subconscious self that does carry those frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's getting that point across to people, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's also been proven scientifically that, you know, there's a very small fraction of ourselves that is actually in the conscious realm, most of our being is in the subconscious. Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I've been working on and writing in my level four workshops. I teach 1,728 different soul aspects to work on.
Yeah.
So that's how huge it is.
Massive.
You know, and it could be bigger than that. That's only the extent that I've got to in 11 years of, you know, working to heal the self and find all these parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, could I just mention to everyone that if they wanted to listen to the last show that you were here speaking on our show, that it's week 228. If they go in archives on Blog Talk Radio and the Healing Fountain archives, they'll find the last show at week 228.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just click our show page.
Yeah, the map of consciousness is what you were speaking about.
Yeah,
and so if you wanted to hear that, or it might be great if you've got a video of that, I could upload to the Healing Fountain YouTube channel, Janine.
Yeah, I need to look at putting one of those together. I've just spent the last month putting my first 18 shows, Cosmic Truth shows, on YouTube. And as I was saying to you earlier, John, I've got some amazing guests on there. People like Bruce Lipton, cell biologist, and I've got Dr. Bernie Siegel on there, and Dr. Manjeet Samantha Lawton. And last week I interviewed quantum physicist Dr. Amit Goswami from...
I love him.
What the bleep. Oh, amazing guy.
Mm.
Yes.
And all of the, it's good because you've got all of these different aspects on, you know, the names people give things. So Amit was saying about, on one of his interviews, about using the word God to scientists. They didn't want to know because he was using the word God. So now he calls God the quantum consciousness.
Yeah, well, it's as good a term as any, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I usually refer to him as the creator because, you know, obviously there's a higher power.
Yeah.
Or source,
the infinite being, the supreme
being.
Yeah,
a lot of people get turned off by the God idea,
Well, it is a shame. It works for me. In my books, I talk about God or the universe, the source of, I actually say the first source and center of creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but I like the word God. It sits well with me. I'm not a religious person, but it still sits well with me because I like that idea that, it, you know, it doesn't feel right praying to the quantum consciousness. And when you're talking to people, you know, ask the quantum consciousness to help you. It just doesn't flow easily, does it? Whereas you say, you know, ask God or ask the angels. So angels are quantum consciousness. You know, Jesus is quantum consciousness. If you called everything by the scientific term, it'd all be the same word. And then you wouldn't be able to differentiate who you were talking to.
That's true.
So, some of the older words, they just sit well with me. But it's horses for courses, what works for people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, right.
Okay, then. So could I bring the next caller on, Janine?
Yeah, sure.
And it's from area code 617. Hello, you're live on air with Janine. Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, excuse me. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi.
Hi,
Lisa.
Another
Lisa.
Yes.
Great. Are you?
I'm good. I want to thank you for your show today.
Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Janine?
Yes. Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Lisa. I can't hear you very well. Have you got your microphone a bit closer to your mouth, maybe, or phone?
How's that?
It's a little bit better. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. How can I help?
My question is regards to actually me moving forward into a full-time job. Do you see that happening this year?
It's going to be towards the end of the next year rather than the beginning. As soon as you said it, nine months came to me. You've got some stuff to be doing in the meantime. You've got some clearing to be doing. Do you do any healing on yourself?
I'm starting to do that.
Yeah. There's some stuff you need to work through over the next 9 months.
Yes.
Some big blocks that are coming through. Again, I think it would be useful for you to call in Ganesh and ask Ganesh to help you see what you need to clear, what's going on around you, and just take note of what the problems you're seeing in other people, because everybody's a mirror, you know. Even if they're showing you something that you think, you know, I haven't got that in me, you have got it in you, or else the universe wouldn't be showing you it. You know, we've all got stuff going on that we don't like to admit to. But there's a big shift coming for you on a spiritual level over the next year. Mm-hmm. And it's important for you in your career to be going forward with these blocks cleared out of the way. Pay particular attention to your sacral chakra. That's the emotional one, the womb, that area of the body. Colors orange. Even down to eating carrots, because carrots are orange and the food you eat affects the color of the chakra in your body. And writing, you need to be doing some writing, because there's some creativity to come through you. Poetry, I'm being told. Even if you haven't done it before, don't worry, there's a guide around you waiting to help you write some poems. And when you write those poems, it's going to help you heal. There's a lot of emotional baggage going on, especially around your womb.
Yes.
The stuff in there that's not even just this life. So I don't, you know, without going into personal information, there's some past life trauma in your in your womb that needs to be looked at.
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yes, a lot of sense.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so it's that area for you. I'm afraid that, you know, healing this area means tears and handkerchiefs, and lots of them, because the best way to release emotional trauma from that area, from that, is to cry. So get yourself some good old sad movies, and, you know, have a good cry. It's important to cry, because it's a huge healing stress release for the body.
It's cleansing and purging, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's what
I've been doing that for the last couple of days, just crying and just kind of, you know, stuff coming up. And I'm saying to myself, I'm thinking, I thought I already dealt with this.
It's another layer, I'm afraid. Yeah, it's another layer.
Yeah.
You know, we're like onions. Peel away one and there's another one underneath it.
Yes.
Ride the waves.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do, Lisa. When once you wake up to healing and you realize that there is a lot of work, and it is a continual process.
Absolutely.
That we can do our whole lives and still, you know, have more to do and have to come back again.
Very true.
So that's important for you. You need a crystal as well. Some carnelian, orange crystal would be useful for you.
Okay, I've got one. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, someone in the chat room is saying small healing teas to heal even the biggest hurt. Lots of healing tea, Lisa. So there's other healers in the chat room, you know, wishing
you
healing as well. And that's THX Muff from Finland.
Oh,
said
thank
that.
You.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
I mean, I use perfect. Films, but, you know. I use films myself if I need to shed a tear, and I've been healing myself for years. Not that I thought I was in a good place when I started this, and then once I opened the whole can of worms, this past life stuff starts coming to you. And I watch things that touch me. Recently, one of the most emotional things and traumatic things I've watched is a documentary called Earthlings, about the cruelty that's happening all over the world to animals. I adore animals. And it's inside information into what goes on in slaughterhouses, puppy farms, where fur comes from, leather, and the cruelty that's going on. And it is a devastating video to watch.
Heartbreaking.
I sobbed all the way through it. But I knew I needed to watch it, because there was stuff going on there that I didn't know was going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I can make more better choices about, you know, buying leather goods and the cruelty that goes on to make leather coats and leather boots and just general stuff that's on the shelves in supermarkets. It's unbelievable.
And I just go back to some of the archives and listen to some of my old jokes. That's enough to get me crying.
Oh, Gary.
So, yeah, that's it. I'm afraid there's some tears for you, Lisa, but you'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to feel emotion. My mum was always frightened if she was emotional, if she was going to cry. So, oh, I feel so upset. But you shouldn't feel upset because we don't want to be like a stone with no emotions.
Right.
And so we should feel the emotions and appreciate them, even if they're unhappy ones.
Right.
Because they're all things that we should appreciate being able to feel.
Yeah.
Feel all of them. Feel the depth of
them
and feel all the way through them. And you girls, I got to hand it to you girls because you seem to have that department already pretty much figured out. I mean, you do it a lot more readily than men have a tendency of doing as well. However, for men, I can just say from my own experience, we are not exempt from it. We can feel feelings. I do feel feelings, and I don't mind it. And it hasn't hurt me a bit, and I also don't mind expressing them as I'm feeling them. So men have that capability as well. So just but hats off to you girls because you've got that natural. It seems more natural, I think, for you.
I don't think it's that. I think that men are cultured into being able to cry easily.
It's a learned
it's
a learned behavior. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big boys don't cry.
Right.
It's one thing that really gets to me, actually. I mean, being a healer, you see a lot of clients will come to me and within 5 minutes of telling me their story, they're crying, just sitting in my energy field. It all comes out. And I can deal with it. But if I have a male client and a man starts to cry in front of me, I start crying. I don't know why. But I know it's so hard for men to cry that when they do, I really feel for them.
Right. Yes, I know what you mean. It's upsetting to see a man cry because you know how hard it is for them.
It's harder for
them. A woman.
It's harder. It's harder for them. I do realise that.
Mm.
But, you know, women love men that can cry. They do, Gary.
Yeah, I agree.
I gather.
And I'm sure Lisa does too, and I hope that was a lovely message for you there, Lisa.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
So very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Many
Thank
blessings.
You so much for
God
calling.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So we'll put Lisa back on hold, and if you want to bring the next caller on, Gary, that's going to be 609 area code.
I can do that. Bear with me a moment.
And if anybody would like to call in, the number from outside the United States is 001-646-929-0461. Hello?
Hello? Hello, 609. You're on air with Janine. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Jill from New Jersey.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Hi.
How can I help, Jill?
Well, I had a tarot card reading and an astrology reading, and they both said something major is coming up. And I want more insight into it, like something drastic, you know, if you could see anything in the near future.
Something drastic. Oh, that sounds ominous, doesn't it?
Evil kind of thing.
I'm feeling this is something to do with your home, something to do with you moving home.
Leaving home?
Moving home, relocating to another part of the country.
Oh, how about out of the country?
Well, maybe even out of the country, but it's definitely, I'm being shown a house and it's like the house is being picked up and moved elsewhere. So unless you're expecting a hurricane, and I hope not, feels like there's going to be, and it's going to be a sudden decision that you make as well. It's like you're just going to wake up and go, do you know what? I'm out of here.
Oh,
and you're going to move.
Wow.
And it's not happened yet. You haven't even thought about it probably, but it's going to be an overnight decision. And I did this myself nearly 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I went on holiday for 2 weeks to Sri Lanka on my own,
mm-hmm.
Just after the tsunami, to do some healing on the land there and help some of the lost souls, the spirits that were trapped, to move over. And when I came back on the plane coming home, I just thought, I'm going to move. And within a week, I'd bought a property 15 miles away. Mm-hmm. Not so, you know, not too far away, but I just did it that quickly. So from within a month, I decided I'm going to Sri Lanka for 2 weeks and I'm moving. And I just did it, and it was easy. Absolutely, you know, it just all flowed really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen with you. You're just going to wake up one day and a sudden burst of movement forward in your life.
Okay. You don't see anything bad coming?
Like, do I see anything bad?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything bad.
Oh, good.
You know?
They have you worried.
Yeah, well, that would worry me as well. Like, something huge is going to happen, and it sounds really scary and ominous. But, no, I'm not picking up on anything bad, and you know, I'm not being shown anything. But that's what I feel it is, that you're going to move, and you're going to move a long way away as well from where you are now.
Okay.
Which is a massive thing to do. You know, it's a huge thing to do.
It is, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm happy with
that. So good luck with that. Good luck.
Yeah, just go with the flow, fasten your safety belt, and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, thanks for your call, Jill. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jill.
Bye. Right, I'll put Jill on hold, unmute, and we'll bring area code 540 online, if that's okay with you, Janine.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, are you there? You're live on air.
Yes,
with
hello.
What's your name?
How are you?
Well, good, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
Can we have your name?
Sure, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn.
I was wondering if you see any health problems for me, any issues, or if you get any messages from Spirit.
Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is from the waist down, there's a lot of negative energy. It's like the bottom half of your body is stuck in a dark grey cloud, like a concrete block, actually. It's like you're weighted to the ground. It's, you're not moving anywhere. It's like you're standing in a concrete block. This is usually to do with fear of moving forward. And fear is the biggest problem globally because it's, you know, we're bred fear by the media, and it's all, you know, all the bad news that we're given and all the stress of price increases and food and mortgages and people losing their jobs. It weighs us down, and this is what I'm seeing around you. It's not so much I'm seeing a health issue, but I'm seeing an energetic block around you. So that needs to be cleared, which, again, you could go to the free healing on my website, crystalkey.com.
Okay.
And ask for the energy that's the discordant energy around you, the fear energy, to be released, and see if that helps. Have you got any specific health issues that you were concerned about?
No, not really, but I do. You are right. I have a lot of fears and a lot of things going on.
Well, that's what I'm picking up. This is fear related. So if you were listening to the show earlier, the Ho'oponopono, the I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, thank you, that is very useful to help heal yourself. You know, especially with emotional, energetic blocks like fear, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, grief.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are energetic issues that can be helped by just sitting and writing that. And it's amazing how much better you feel in, you know, three quarters of an hour, I'd say at least.
Mm-hmm.
Do it three quarters of an hour.
And how do where do I find that? You said to go to for the free healing.
The free healing is on the homepage of my website. It's called the Crystal Key Healing Demo, and it takes 9 minutes. And that's on crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com.
Ki.com. Okay, thank you very much. That's terrific. I'm going to go to that right now.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your call, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Take
God
care.
Bless you.
Lovely energy. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Lynn, that you can't have love where fear exists because the two don't work together.
Yeah.
You've got to have one
the
or the
fear,
other.
Definitely.
And
the
you
fear is
love.
Something I have to get rid of.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank
definitely.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lynn. Thank you for calling. And I'll just go ahead and put you back on mute and check in the next caller from the 504 area code. Hello, 504. You are on air with Janine. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay. Great. Well, how can I help you?
Yeah, I've had some issues with my health where it seems like I'm just kind of going from one thing to another. And I'm sure it's my thoughts processing. I was just wondering if you could help me with that. It's really tugging on me.
Can you just give me a little bit more insight into the specific health issue, and then I'll try and pick up on what's creating it for you.
Like, say people are very angry, and even if it's justified, I feel like my health goes down just being, you know, even if it's not directed with me in the same room, and it shoots my energy down. I've had everything from anemia to candida to hormone to glandular, and I really think it's just being around different kinds of people, like I'm some kind of sponge or something.
Yeah, you are. That's the problem. Exactly. You just said it. What I'm seeing is your energy field is connected to all of these people. So you're basically absorbing their negativity. So you need the psychic tie cutting, the cord cutting technique. There's a download on my website. I think it's about $6. It's not expensive.
Okay.
And you need to sever all these bonds and connections. Like your energy field, if you imagine your energy field as a sphere around you, like a cocoon, and somebody else is a cocoon, and then you join those two together, it's their energy is coming in through a wormhole into your energy field, and you're absorbing everybody's stuff. Now, somewhere along the line, you will have agreed to help other people. So on some level, whether it was in this lifetime or whether it was in spirit before you incarnated, you will have something in the Akashic Records where you're giving permission to people basically to offload onto you. And that's what's happening. So on a subconscious level, you know, you're allowing them to dump their stuff onto you. It's not them doing it on purpose. You've agreed to do this. You need to get into the Akashic Records and cancel this permission. It's basically you've given permission for, you know, or you've made an agreement that you will take people's stuff and cleanse it, purify it, heal it, do what healers do, but you're not consciously aware of it. So, you know, some healers can do it. They take other people's stuff and they transmute it for them. But if you're taking it and you're not cleaning it and transmuting it, you're just going to get ill. And a lot of healers actually do that because they take stuff off their clients and they don't realize, you know, they don't know how to keep themselves clean. When you've worked on somebody, especially if you're doing hands-on therapies like massage and reflexology, Indian head massage, you're touching people and you're absorbing their negativity unless you set the intention and you know, consciously make sure that you cleanse yourself afterwards. And that includes taking your clothes off, having a shower and putting your clothes in the washing machine because they've absorbed what you're bringing off your clients as well. Does that make sense?
I believe that's true. Oh my gosh, yeah, because I noticed like even the clothes, like say if you just wore your shirt for an hour, I'd hang it up on something and it would feel heavier than a brand new shirt. And
yeah.
I mean, it's. I mean, my energy field is. I mean, it almost feels like it's getting ridiculous. I mean, you just. I've been told I was a healer, but obviously I can't. I'm not transmuting it well, I guess. But
that's
it makes me feel like I can never have a boyfriend or a job with a boss that has their anger issues, because.
Well, all you need to do is to cancel this promise or contract or whatever it is you've done. Cut ties with everybody, cut these bonds with everybody around you, and just put protection around yourself. Close your chakras every day. So, that it, you know, I teach my students to imagine them as having a little front door and back door on all of the chakras, and just imagine them, close them in the morning and lock them one at a time. Takes a minute, and asking their higher self to put protection around them as appropriate. So then you can have a boyfriend, and if your boss is having a rant, it bounces off you instead of you absorbing it.
I do have a boyfriend. I was thinking about breaking up with him just because his anger is awful. I mean, it's not directed at me. He's just angry, and he's frustrated. So I'm like, maybe I'm just the kind of, I was thinking that, you know, before we talked, like, I'm the kind of person that just can't be around a lot of people. I mean, I don't want to be that way.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because you've agreed to do this on some level. Maybe you were a healer in a past life or something, and you've gone, I'm just going to help everybody, you know, I'll heal you all. And if you ever need me, people do it all the time. They go, if you ever need me, I'm always there for you. And on an energetic level, it gives people access to your energy field day and night. So, you know, this is what you need to clear. You need to learn how to clear yourself, how to break these contracts and agreements and Akashic records, and how to put protection around yourself every day. And I'm sure you'll be fine. I used to be exactly the same. I used to be absorbing everybody's stuff.
Me too.
Would I be an effective healer if I go through these processes? I mean, I don't mind helping people, but not at my expense.
Yeah, well, it's the first thing to do is, you know, heal thyself. And, you know, take care of yourself so that you know what you're doing before you start helping other people. But one of the simple things you can do is when you are helping other people, even over the phone, is just asking your higher self to put a golden orb of energy around you to protect you.
Okay.
That's the beautiful part about that protection is you can still be around those people. You'll just be protected. You won't need to take on their stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, try the free healing on my website as well. That will help you. But you need to cut ties, and you need to get this Akashic Records stuff that's in the Akashic Records cancelled. And how to go into the Akashic Records and do things like that is in my first book as well, which is about $6 again, the e-book. They're not expensive.
Do you have it not as an e-book? Like, I don't have the reader.
Yeah, you can buy it online. It's an American... if you go on my website, you can buy them online, the paperback.
Okay.
It's an American publisher anyway, so, you know, you probably get it quicker than I would.
Okay. No, I would like. I still like the old-fashioned books, but I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the Akashic Record stuff is in there. In fact, there's a lot of useful information in there about protecting yourself and that type of thing.
And don't forget, you can always use the violet flame for cleansing.
Oh, the cleansing meditation she has.
You can do yes, but don't forget to use the violet flame, Saint Germain.
Okay.
Look on YouTube for Saint Germain as well.
Okay.
And you can use the violet flame to cleanse yourself and clean all the neurons and protons in your aura. And that speeds up, enlightens you.
Yeah.
Makes you lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the free healing on my site as well will help. It takes 9 minutes. That will clear what's going on around you. So every time you feel overwhelmed with other people's energy, you can ask for that. Be specific, because what is actually on there at the moment is set up to take away fear. But if you're picking up, just say the negative energies are picked up today, and ask your higher self to set the intention for you, then it will clear other energies as well.
I, When you said fear, that makes sense because my boyfriend's looking for a job and he has something coming in. But when I feel it, I just feel it like no, like my energy's like no, so I just run because I don't want it. And I know that probably makes it worse. I just realized you know, when you said fear, you know.
Yeah. Well, if your boyfriend's up for it, there is a bark flower formula called holly, which you can just put drops in your water or four drops on your tongue, and that actually dissipates anger from the system.
He is up for stuff like that. Thank you for that so much. That he does need help with his anger. I didn't know what. Yeah, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, holly. You want holly flower formula. That will do the trick.
Oh, thank you so much.
And, you know,
thank
if he doesn't
calling,
get on
Debbie.
With that.
Yeah, they're
thank
great
you.
For buck flower remedies. And also, I've done your meditation on your website, Janine, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's very powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's powerful. It does work.
Thank
so
you.
So you've got that address,
have you?
Crystalkey.com.
Crystalkey.com.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'll just go ahead and put you back on mute if you want to hang on and continue listening to the show. We have one more caller. We've got 17 minutes left in the show. And this caller is from the 646 area code, which is New York City. 646, you are on air. What's your first name?
It's Earth Mom, Gary. How are you?
Earth Mom, hello.
Hi.
How are
Earth
you?
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi, Janine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, darling. I'm wondering if you had a message for me without going into any of my personal stuff, you know, rather than me asking about it, just if there's anything that's coming up at the moment. Lots going on.
Okay. I'm seeing books around you. They want you reading this new information that you need to learn that's going to help you move forward with your path. There's two or three books I'm being shown, open books, you need to do some reading. I'm also being shown a piece of Lemurian quartz crystal that they would like you to treat yourself to, a piece of crystal. Lemurian quartz in particular. There are some information from your past life in Lemuria that will come through with the crystal when you purchase it. Look to spend, if you can, round about $30 or $40 to get yourself a nice piece.
Okay, yeah, I got some tiny pieces of it.
You need a bigger piece.
Okay. All right.
Something, you know, good hand size one. There's just you'll find it. There's a piece out there it's out there in a, you know, somewhere with your name on it, basically.
Okay.
And you'll be guided to it. So you're going to get some downloads of new information coming through, and the books are important to that. It's going to reawaken some old stuff in your DNA. So just, you know, take care of yourself. Do some creative writing or something that's going to get your creative juices flowing, because in order to receive the download, you need to be in your feminine energy, which is a creative energy. What happens is we do the creative stuff, writing, painting, knitting, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then when we go to bed, we get energy coming into our crowns as the download comes in from the universe. When I see it, I actually get the color orange comes in, which is creative color. I can see when my eyes close, this orange flashing lights come in when I do it, when I go to bed. It lasts for about half an hour, which is a bit of a pain because it keeps you awake. It's like, you know, who put the fireworks display on in my head? But it's, you know, means you're getting new information coming in, which is always exciting anyway.
Okay. I've been doing creative stuff.
Good.
Acting classes and things. And, yeah.
Cool. So find those books as well. You've got some books. If you're drawn to any of that you've got already, just pick them, open them at a page and see what's there.
I have an apartment full of them.
Yeah. Well, you use your intuition. Go to the ones that you're feeling guided to.
Okay. And anything that you could tell me, perhaps on finance?
Um. What I'm seeing here is somebody giving you a small bag of money, but it's like this somebody is a part of you that's restricting your income. It's like you're getting, I don't know what they call it in the States, we call it pocket money in the UK, that your parents give you pocket money to when you're a child to go and spend on sweeties or whatever. It's like there's a part of you restricting what you're allowed to have. So this is again, we talked about part of your psyche. There's a part of your psyche that's restricting you. You need to have a word with that part of you in meditation and say, okay, I'm not a child anymore. I need a big bag of money now, please. You know, not buying sweeties. I've got a rent to pay and a car to run. And just be, you know, make that unconscious into something conscious that you can change with your intent. You know how to do this. I know you do.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Earth Mum.
Thank you, Earth Mum. Good to hear your voice again.
Same here, Derry. Take care.
You too, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a lovely message there for Earth Mum. I think we're just going to take a short music break, and then we'll see if anyone else rings in, and we'll have to take their call very quickly, so, because there's only 12 minutes left. But I'll just play this lovely song. Before we started the show, I already called in the archangels and lit the candle, but I'm just going to play this one. So if you want to just chill out and meditate to this beautiful music.
Thank you.
joined today by our very special guest, Janine Reagan Sinclair. You can always listen to the show in archives if you missed it. And we were joined also by Mr. Gary Moore from over there in Oregon and our lovely callers who called in and people in the chat room from all over the world. So thank you so much for being with us, because you all help to co-create the lovely energy that we get on the Healing Fountain Show. Next week we have Mary Gates. Mary E. Gates, so call in for your angel message next week. And I think we're just going to have a quick word from Janine about her website. If you want to just mention it again, Janine.
Yeah, they go to crystalkey.com, that's crystalki.com. I've got 4 books on there and there's MP3 programs that are still on offer. For all sorts, from weight to finding the perfect partner, money, abundance, and spiritual growth for those that are interested in removing their dogma and original sin and all of these other things that hold us back. My radio show is called Cosmic Truth, and they're all on YouTube now. I've put the first 3 of them in the chat there. Very interesting shows. I've had some amazing guests, some really, you know, global speakers and scientists and doctors and all sorts, spiritually minded ones as well. So a blessing to mankind. And you know, if anybody would like to make a donation, they can go to the crystalkeyfoundation.com, and it would be very much appreciated. If anybody out there wants to donate £1 million so that I can open up a new clinic, you know, that would be really appreciated.
Fabulous. There's a few billionaires about nowadays, aren't there?
Yeah, well, somebody anyway, there's got to be somebody who wouldn't miss £1 million.
I know. And you can find Janine Reagan Sinclair on Facebook, and you can find the Golden Healing Fountain on Facebook, and Gary Moore and myself on Facebook. So hope to meet you on there. And we're going to have to say goodbye and bless and thank you very much once again. And we're going to play out with this one. So time's got away from us again. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
John,
Christy.
Thank
you, Janine.
You.
Thank
Bye,
you all.
Thank
you,
Gary.
Thank you, callers. Thank you, everybody. I love you all.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.